You are now listening to the Truth Be Told Show with Brandy Kylie.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Truth Be Told Show. I am your host, Brandy Kylie. And if you are just now tuning in or you're new to the podcast, we typically talk about all things life, love, and career as it relates to you becoming your best version and living your best life. But the more that I do these episodes, I realize that what I'm really trying to communicate to you is the importance of being authentically who you are and continuing to learn and grow and just be fascinated with self-development, but most importantly, healing. And so whether that is healing things in your family, healing things within your relationships, healing things within yourself, just getting to that place where you're not afraid of doing the work necessary to make sure that you are happy and healthy and well. So thank you, yes, for tuning in. I previously did an episode, maybe a couple episodes ago, about the art of self-love. And I have an event coming up in Nashville on Friday, March 29th, that is being brought to you by Triluna Wellness, which is a wellness and event company in Nashville, Tennessee. They're doing amazing things in the city. And I thought it would be a great idea for me to collaborate with them. It is like going to be an amazing evening. We'll have cocktails, we'll have treats, we'll have care packages, we'll have crystals, we'll have guided meditation. I mean, it's literally, I couldn't have dreamed up a more amazing event myself. So I'm happy to be coming home to Nashville, Tennessee to participate in that event. So if you are in the Nashville area or around that area, make sure that you come out. Tickets are on sale. You can follow me on Instagram at Brandy Kylie, B-R-A-N-D-Y-K-Y-L-I, and the link to register is in my bio. With all of that being said, I wanted to follow up on the art of self-love. And I thought about that because the event is called An Evening of Self-Care. And I think that there's so much that goes under the umbrella of self-care and self-love that I wanted to touch on a few things and expand on a few things a little bit more. One of the things that I want to share with you that I wrote in like just a little note to self from my own little personal journal is something that I just realized about myself, not recently, but just in doing like meditation and self-reflection, I realized, you know what? I really suck at being something I'm not, which is why I try to stay true to myself at all times. And for the longest while, I kept waiting for people to give me permission, you know, to allow me to be myself. But I learned that people will only allow that to the extent of their comfortability and where they are in their own journey. So I then realized that waiting for permission was exactly the thing that was keeping me stuck or keeping me feeling like I was stuck. So instead of looking for people to accept me and my process, I had to learn the value of holding my own self accountable and respecting my own boundaries. So if you are creating boundaries, you're on your own journey of personal development and growth and things like that, you're going to naturally evolve the way that you think and the way that you communicate with other people. This in turn is going to cause you, hopefully, to create healthy boundaries where you let people know, no, that's not what we're talking about. Or, you know, I don't spend my time talking about, I don't know, other people or comparing myself to others, whatever it was that you used to do. You start creating healthy boundaries for yourself. And so I had to learn through this process the importance of giving myself permission to just be. So I posted something on Instagram that I want to share on this podcast. It was my most recent post, and it said, have grace with yourself. And I said, you know, have grace with yourself, you know, for that thing that you were supposed to do, but you were too tired and instead went to sleep, for starting something and not finishing, for starting something, finishing it and hating it, hello, for holding on to stuff for too long, for dropping the ball, you're human, okay? And what I love about self-love is this amazing grace that we learn to give ourselves when we fully embrace this concept. And I wrote, affirm, I love me as I am, and meditate on that, because as I am, there's power in that as well, because you have the right to love yourself as you are. So I learned to give myself permission to just be, permission to exist, permission to make mistakes, permission to fail, permission to succeed, literally permission to just be, and continuing to have grace and love on myself in the process when I drop the ball, when I'm literally too tired to do what I know I should be doing. Grace, grace, right? Continuing to give yourself grace, continuing to give yourself permission to exist. But I also had to be honest about the things that needed to heal. So this healing became a priority for me. I knew that I needed to heal some relationships. I knew that I needed to heal some parts of myself that had been taken away, that had been bruised. I needed to heal some things that I had been carrying on my shoulder as a burden. And so a lot of times when we're unpacking our crap, it's kind of ugly, you know, but we tend to want to beat up on ourselves or blame other people, but that doesn't help. And this is why the idea of self-love, I love it so much, because it's needed in order to heal. So when you start to rewire your thought processes, when you start to take action in the direction of health and wellness, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially even, you start moving things around. You start doing things differently. And I always say it's like taking out the trash, or like taking things to the Goodwill or the Salvation Army. It's like you have all this junk around and you're like, yeah, I used to, you know, use this. I used to wear these things, but they've really just been sitting here taking up space and I haven't really been using them anymore. And so we have to be courageous enough. We have to be bold. We have to be brave in taking out the trash. I find it funny how when you start to evolve your beliefs, it seems like your past always wants to pop up to remind you, like, hey, remember me? And it's like, yeah, but I'm moving in this direction. So I kind of have that conversation with myself, because it happens to me too. But I'm like, no. I've learned the lesson and I'm moving forward. And I'm going this way. I'm not turning back. And so that's kind of how I reframe when negative things pop up into your head, or when you start beating up on yourself, kind of reframe and say, hey, we're not going down this road, especially because we've already learned the lesson. Now it's just time to move forward. I truly believe that this is the type of conviction that you need in order to heal, and it's huge for sure. So another affirmation that you could use is, my healing is a priority. Affirm that to yourself. In addition to, I love me as I am, my healing is a priority. And so now you're releasing all of this. I need to obtain this. I need to have this. I need to, all of that goes away when you say, I love me as I am. Because that means I love me as whatever I am today. I can be a hot mess. I cannot have my stuff together. I can, whatever it is, whatever your current state of being is, to acknowledge and accept in that moment that you're still worthy of love, even while you're working on things, even while you're figuring things out, and to know that that's totally okay. I've also learned that when you do start to have boundaries and communicate them to people, sometimes they don't like it. But realize that that doesn't mean that you back down. That means that you stay steadfast in your convictions and keeping those boundaries, because ultimately it's for your good. And those people, the people that love you, the people that respect you, the people that want you to be healthy and the people that want you to be well, will respect those boundaries. Be willing, though, to take into consideration how other people may feel as a process of your growth and your healing, because it does affect those around you. And so if you're noticing that some of your relationships are slipping or your communication is slipping, typically what is happening is that one person is moving or changing at a different pace or in a different direction. And I'm talking about any type of relationship, friendships, anything, any type of relationship where you're relating to another person. So for me, I didn't realize how valuable boundaries were until I learned to respect myself. And I couldn't really respect other people and where they were coming from until I learned to respect myself first, if that makes sense. So just keep that in mind. Know that it's definitely, I think, necessary to have healthy boundaries, but also think about how that's impacting your relationships and try to put yourself in other people's shoes. Now, of course, it's totally up to you which relationships you feel like are worth more effort than others, but it's definitely something to consider, and it's definitely something that happens as a result of creating healthy boundaries. Lastly, I want to leave you with this thought that I also wrote in a separate journal entry. I said, if I spent time trying to convince people to see me for who I am, I would never become who I'm meant to be. I have to focus on me. I have to constantly get to my center and be able to find my peace. And I have to train my thoughts to be proactive and steadfast instead of always reacting to my environment and the things that I can't control. Okay, so this is definitely a process. And again, as much grace as you need to give yourself is what you should give yourself on a daily, because it's definitely needed. And I say the same to you, to focus on you, focus on your goals, and you won't be for everybody. You won't be understood by everybody, but that's okay. It has to be okay, because remember, you have the right to live your best life and love your life now. I hope that was helpful to you. It's just some things that I like, mental note to selves that I write down that I wanted to share with you. I hope that it encourages you to continue to walk in your light, to continue to not back down when challenges are thrown in your way, and know that this self-love, self-care is a journey. It is a lifestyle. It is how you talk to yourself. It is how you communicate with yourself. It is how you express yourself and show up as your best self. And all of these things are so necessary in order to live a life you love and love where you are now in your life. So that's it. It's important to realize overall that these changes and this growth in life is inevitable, but these are the first steps towards understanding this new stage of life. And I'm saying that for the people that have already started this journey in terms of like personal development and just growing into the best version of you, that ultimately you're literally going to create a new life, whether you know it or not, just because your thoughts and your beliefs are growing and you're manifesting a new reality. So in essence, yes, you're the same person you were before, but now you have a deeper understanding of life, which undoubtedly has an impact on your values and your motivations. And you should not apologize for this. You shouldn't apologize or feel shamed for your growth in any shape, form, or fashion. So I just wanted to pop on here and say that it's Wednesday. I hope that you've had a decent week. And if you haven't, that you learned something that you can take into next week to make it better. And I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram at Brandy Kylie, BrandyKyli. And, you know, say what's up, say hey, and I will talk to y'all on the next episode. Bye.